Have you ever found yourself at a crossroads in your life, feeling like every choice and every step is dictated by forces beyond your control? Today, we're going to delve into a concept that might just be the key to unlocking a life of true freedom and purpose. Imagine, for a moment, a life where your reactions, emotions, and decisions are no longer at the mercy of external circumstances. A life where you navigate the turbulent waves of daily challenges with confidence and poise. This isn't just a distant dream. It's a tangible reality explored and embraced by some of history's greatest minds. Today, we're unraveling the secrets of Stoicism, an ancient philosophy that offers not just knowledge, but a practical guide to achieving serenity and empowerment in our modern world. Stay with me as we embark on this transformative journey together, uncovering how to turn the ordinary into the extraordinary and lead a life filled with clarity, calmness, and control. If you're ready to embark on this journey of self-discovery and empowerment, don't forget to hit that subscribe button, give this video a thumbs up, share it with friends who could benefit, and watch till the end for the full transformative experience. Epictetus introduced a fundamental concept in Stoicism, the dichotomy of control. He emphasized focusing our energies on elements within our influence, our actions, intentions, and responses. This Stoic teaching is pivotal in facing life's uncertainties with a sense of calm and poise. Lesson 1. Embrace what you can control. It's rooted in the understanding that while many aspects of life are beyond our control, such as the actions of others and external events, our reaction to these circumstances lies firmly within our grasp. Epictetus famously said, "We cannot choose our external circumstances, but we can always choose how we respond to them." This perspective is liberating, as it shifts the focus from trying to control the uncontrollable to mastering what is within our personal domain. The emphasis is on internal rather than external control, guiding us to invest our efforts wisely. This lesson aligns with broader philosophical and psychological thought. For instance, Carl Jung, the Swiss psychiatrist, emphasized the importance of self-awareness and individual responsibility. He believed that understanding our inner selves is crucial for navigating the external world effectively, which mirrors the Stoic belief that true mastery comes from within. Aristotle's concept of eudaimonia, or flourishing, resonates with this idea. He argued that living a good life involves acting in accordance with virtue and reason, focusing on what we can control, our moral character and choices. Even Socrates, with his relentless pursuit of wisdom, underscored the importance of focusing on what we can control. His method of questioning everything aimed to bring clarity about what is within our power to change and what is not. Aurelius, in his meditations, often reflected on the importance of flowing with the natural course of events, a concept deeply embedded in Stoic philosophy. He believed that accepting both the favorable and unfavorable aspects of life is not a form of surrender, but a practice of deep understanding and harmony with the world's rhythms. Aurelius wrote, "Accept whatever comes to you woven in the pattern of your destiny, for what could more aptly fit your needs?" This perspective is about recognizing that life is a tapestry of varied experiences, and that accepting this reality is crucial for inner peace. It's an acknowledgement that life, in its essence, is a mix of change and constancy, joy and sorrow, success and failure. Lesson 2. The power of acceptance. This Stoic approach to acceptance aligns with broader philosophical and psychological thought. For instance, Carl Jung's concept of individuation involves integrating different aspects of the self, which includes accepting the various facets of life and our reactions to them. It's about finding balance within oneself, mirroring the Stoic ideal of harmonizing with life's inherent nature. Aristotle's idea of the golden mean, the desirable middle between two extremes, can also be applied to the concept of acceptance. It's about finding a balance between resisting and yielding, understanding that the virtuous path lies in accepting what we cannot change while striving to improve what we can. Plato, through his dialogues, often explored the idea of accepting the reality of our world, including its imperfections. This philosophical stance is about embracing the world as it is, not as we wish it to be. Socrates, with his method of inquiry, also touches upon the concept of acceptance. His relentless questioning led to a greater understanding and acceptance of the truths of life, encouraging a form of wisdom that embraces the world in all its complexity. Seneca's teachings are an essential pillar in Stoic philosophy, guiding us towards understanding that true contentment and peace are not found in the relentless pursuit of more, but rather in appreciating and valuing what we already possess. Seneca eloquently stated, "Is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more, that is poor." This profound statement encapsulates the Stoic view on desires and contentment. The philosophy suggests that uncontrolled desires can lead to a perpetual state of dissatisfaction and turmoil, as the pursuit of material wealth and external pleasures often yields a fleeting sense of happiness that quickly dissipates, leaving an insatiable hunger for more. This Stoic principle aligns with the teachings of other great philosophers and psychologists. For example, Aristotle spoke of the golden mean, advocating for a balanced life and warning against the extremes of excess and deficiency. This idea resonates with Seneca's emphasis on moderation, suggesting that true well-being lies in finding a harmonious balance. Carl Jung, a prominent figure in psychology, also touched upon this concept, emphasizing the importance of individuation and the integration of the self. He believed that true contentment comes from within, echoing the Stoic belief that inner peace is achieved not by external acquisitions, but through self-awareness and self-acceptance. Even Plato, in his exploration of ideal states of existence, recognized the value of temperance and moderation. He argued that a well-ordered soul and society are ones where desires are kept in check and balanced by reason and wisdom. Lesson 3. Limit excessive desires. Socrates, with his commitment to self-knowledge and ethical living, would likely concur with the Stoic view. He championed the idea that an unexamined life is not worth living, and part of this examination involves understanding and managing our desires. Aurelius, in his Meditations, frequently reflected on the impermanence of all things, teaching that the acceptance of life's inherent changeability is crucial for maintaining composure and inner peace. His guidance is grounded in the Stoic belief that recognizing the ephemeral nature of life's events, both positive and negative, enables us to face them with a balanced and composed mindset. Aurelius stated, "All things change, nothing perishes. This encapsulates the Stoic understanding of the world as a constant flux, a never-ending cycle of transformation where nothing remains static. This perspective isn't meant to evoke despair or nihilism, but to foster a serene acceptance of life's inevitable changes. By embracing the temporary nature of our experiences, we can relieve ourselves from the distress of trying to hold on to what is destined to change or end. Lesson 4. Understand the transitory nature of life. This Stoic view aligns with the thoughts of other Western philosophers and psychologists. For instance, Heraclitus, a pre-Socratic philosopher, famously claimed, "No man ever steps in the same river twice." This aligns with the Stoic understanding of constant change as the fundamental nature of the universe. Carl Jung also touched on this concept in his exploration of the human psyche, suggesting that our lives are marked by phases of growth and transformation. He believed that accepting change is crucial for psychological development. Aristotle's concept of potentiality, the idea that all things have the potential to change and grow, also complements the Stoic view. It suggests that change is not just inevitable, but also a necessary part of life's processes. Plato's philosophy, particularly his theory of forms, posits that the material world is always changing, and that true reality lies in unchanging forms. However, this acknowledgement of the material world's transient nature echoes the Stoic acceptance of change in our everyday lives. The Stoics, including thinkers like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus, emphasize the practice of virtue as the pathway to inner peace and ethical living. They identified four cardinal virtues: wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance, as essential components of a virtuous life. These virtues are not merely abstract ideals. They are practical principles that can guide our daily actions and decisions. Lesson 5. The virtuous wisdom in Stoicism is the virtue of knowing what is good and what is evil, and the ability to discern between what is within our control and what is not. It involves the application of knowledge and understanding in our everyday lives. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, often wrote about the importance of wisdom in facing life's challenges. He saw it as a tool for developing perspective and making sound decisions. Courage is the virtue that enables us to confront fear, pain, and uncertainty. It's not just about physical bravery, but also about the moral courage to stand up for what is right. Seneca, in his letters, discussed courage not just as a matter of facing external challenges, but also as the inner strength to deal with personal struggles and adversities. Justice, as seen by the Stoics, is the virtue of dealing fairly and equitably with others. It involves treating people with respect and fairness, regardless of their status or relationship to us. Epictetus often emphasized the importance of acting justly in all interactions, viewing it as a crucial aspect of living harmoniously within a community. Temperance, or moderation, is about self-control and avoiding excess. It's the virtue that helps us regulate our desires and impulses. Seneca, in his philosophical writings, highlighted the importance of temperance in maintaining a balanced and harmonious life. These Stoic virtues align closely with broader philosophical and psychological thought. Aristotle, in his Nicomachean Ethics, also emphasized the importance of virtue for living a good life, advocating for a balanced approach to personal and ethical development. The concept of the golden mean, or finding the desirable middle ground between two extremes, can be applied to the idea of acceptance. It's about balancing resistance with yielding, understanding that the virtuous path lies in accepting what we cannot change while striving to improve what we can. Plato, through his dialogues, often examined the idea of accepting the reality of our world, including its imperfections. His philosophical stance advocated for embracing the world as it is, rather than how we wish it to be. Similarly, Socrates, through his method of inquiry, explored acceptance by questioning and understanding the truths of life, fostering a wisdom that embraces the world's complexity. Seneca's teachings form a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy, guiding us to realize that true contentment and peace come not from the endless pursuit of more, but from appreciating what we already have. Seneca articulated this beautifully. It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more that is poor. This profound insight reflects the Stoic view on desires and contentment, suggesting that unchecked desires lead to perpetual dissatisfaction and turmoil. The pursuit of material wealth and external pleasures often results in fleeting happiness that quickly fades, leaving a constant craving for more. This Stoic principle aligns with the teachings of other great philosophers and psychologists. Aristotle, for instance, spoke of the golden mean, advocating for a balanced life and cautioning against extremes of excess and deficiency. His idea resonates with Seneca's emphasis on moderation, suggesting that true well-being lies in finding a harmonious balance. Carl Jung, a prominent figure in psychology, also touched upon this concept. He emphasized the importance of individuation and integrating the self, believing that true contentment comes from within, echoing the Stoic belief that inner peace is achieved not through external acquisitions, but through self-awareness and self-acceptance. Even Plato, in his exploration of ideal states of existence, recognized the value of temperance and moderation. He argued that a well-ordered soul and society are those where desires are kept in check and balanced by reason and wisdom. Socrates, with his commitment to self-knowledge and ethical living, would likely agree with the Stoic view. He championed the idea that an unexamined life is not worth living, and part of this examination involves understanding and managing our desires. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations. Frequently reflected on the impermanence of all things, teaching that accepting life's inherent changeability is crucial for maintaining composure and inner peace. His guidance is rooted in the Stoic belief that recognizing the ephemeral nature of life's events, both positive and negative, allows us to face them with a balanced and composed mindset. Aurelius stated, "All things change, nothing perishes." This captures the Stoic understanding of the world as a constant flux, a never-ending cycle of transformation where nothing remains static. This perspective is meant to foster serene acceptance of life's inevitable changes, relieving us from the distress of clinging to what is destined to change or end. This Stoic view aligns with the thoughts of other Western philosophers and psychologists. For instance, Heraclitus, a pre-Socratic philosopher, famously claimed, "No man ever steps in the same river twice," reflecting the Stoic understanding of constant change as a fundamental aspect of the universe. Carl Jung, too, explored this concept in his examination of the human psyche, suggesting that our lives are marked by phases of growth and transformation, and that accepting change is crucial for psychological development. Aristotle's concept of potentiality, the idea that all things have the potential to change and grow, complements the Stoic view by suggesting that change is not only inevitable, but also a necessary part of life's processes. Plato's philosophy, particularly his theory of forms, Zrenia posits that while the material world is always changing, true reality lies in unchanging forms. This acknowledgement of the material world's impermanence resonates with the Stoic perspective of accepting the transitory nature of life. The transient nature of life echoes the Stoic acceptance of change. In everyday life, Stoic thinkers like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus stressed that virtue is the key to inner peace and ethical living. They identified four cardinal virtues: wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance, as essential for a virtuous life. These virtues are not just abstract ideals, but practical principles that guide our daily actions and decisions. Wisdom. In Stoicism is about understanding what is good and evil, and distinguishing between what we can control and what we cannot. It involves applying knowledge and insight to our everyday lives. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, frequently highlighted wisdom as a crucial tool for developing perspective and making sound decisions. Courage is the virtue that empowers us to face fear, pain, and uncertainty. It encompasses not just physical bravery, but also the moral courage to stand up for what is right. Seneca, in his letters, discussed courage as not only facing external challenges, but also dealing with personal struggles and adversities with inner strength. Justice is the virtue of treating others fairly and equitably. It means showing respect and fairness to everyone, regardless of their status or relationship to us. Epictetus often emphasized the importance of acting justly in all interactions, viewing it as essential for living harmoniously within a community. Temperance or moderation involves self-control and avoiding excess. It helps regulate our desires and impulses. Seneca, in his philosophical writings, highlighted the importance of temperance for maintaining a balanced and harmonious life. These Stoic virtues align closely with broader philosophical and psychological thought. Aristotle, in his Nicomachean Ethics, emphasized that virtues are mean states between extremes of excess and deficiency, which are crucial for achieving eudaimonia or flourishing. Carl Jung's concept of individuation, which involves integrating various aspects of the self, parallels the practice of these virtues. Jung believed that developing qualities akin to Stoic virtues is essential for achieving a balanced and whole personality. Epictetus highlighted that it is not the events themselves that disturb us, but our interpretation and reaction to them. This central Stoic idea provides insight into how we can maintain inner peace despite external circumstances. As Epictetus famously said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This underscores the Stoic belief in the power of personal agency and the significance of our mental and emotional responses. Our peace of mind is not dictated by external events, but by our internal choices in response to these events. This Stoic principle resonates with modern psychological concepts, particularly cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, which emphasizes how altering our thought patterns can significantly change our emotional responses and behaviors. Like Stoicism, CBT teaches that changing our cognitive responses can impact our emotional and behavioral outcomes. Aristotle also spoke about the importance of developing a strong ethical character, which includes the ability to respond to situations with virtue and rationality. Marcus Aurelius, another prominent Stoic philosopher, often reflected on controlling one's reactions. He believed that maintaining a calm and composed demeanor in adversity was key to a virtuous life. His meditations are filled with reminders to stay steadfast and not be swayed by external events. Seneca eloquently stated, "True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future." This captures the Stoic practice of mindfulness, focusing consciously on the present moment without distractions or worries about past or future events. It's about fully immersing oneself in present experiences, whether mundane or extraordinary, and finding joy and serenity in them. The concept of mindfulness aligns closely with both Western philosophical teachings and modern psychological principles. Marcus Aurelius, a prominent Stoic philosopher, frequently emphasized the importance of living in the present moment. He argued that avoiding preoccupation with future worries or past regrets leads to a more fulfilling and peaceful life. This focus on the present is a core aspect of mindfulness, which also finds support in contemporary psychological practices like mindfulness-based stress reduction, MBSR, and other mindfulness-based therapies. These approaches highlight the mental health benefits of staying fully engaged with current experiences, reducing stress, and enhancing overall well-being. Aristotle's notion of eudaimonia, or human flourishing, is closely related to mindfulness. It involves living a fully engaged and virtuous life, which includes being present and mindful in our actions and thoughts. Similarly, Plato's focus on the pursuit of knowledge and understanding can be seen as a form of mindfulness, emphasizing insight into reality and our place within it through an engaged and present mindset. Seneca also stressed the importance of recognizing and valuing what we have. He advocated finding joy in the simple everyday moments and understanding the intrinsic value in all experiences, whether perceived as good or bad. Seneca articulated that true happiness lies in enjoying the present without anxiously depending on the future. He advised against being preoccupied with hopes or fears, and instead encouraged resting, satisfied with what we have, which he saw as sufficient. This Stoic approach to gratitude encourages shifting our mindset from a sense of lack or desire for more to one of appreciation for our current circumstances. This concept of gratitude is reflected in the teachings of other philosophers and psychologists. Aristotle's idea of the golden mean, or the desirable middle between extremes, aligns with the Stoic practice of gratitude, emphasizing balance and moderation. In modern psychology, particularly positive psychology, gratitude is recognized as a key element of well-being and happiness. Research shows that practicing gratitude can lead to increased happiness, reduced depression, and improved relationships, mirroring Seneca's insights. Marcus Aurelius often reflected on gratitude in his Meditations, highlighting the importance of being thankful for what we have, including challenges and obstacles. He believed that gratitude is crucial for developing resilience and inner peace. Carl Jung's concept of individuation, which involves integrating various aspects of oneself, includes the development of gratitude as a form of acknowledging and accepting all parts of one's life. Jung's approach, like Stoicism, suggests that personal growth and fulfillment come from embracing all experiences, including the challenging ones. Epictetus viewed life's difficulties not as insurmountable obstacles, but as opportunities for personal growth and strengthening. His perspective on resilience emphasizes confronting challenges directly, enduring them, and emerging stronger and wiser. Epictetus famously said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This encapsulates the essence of Stoic resilience, focusing on our internal responses rather than external events. Aristotle's concept of eudaimonia, which translates to flourishing, supports this Stoic view. He suggested that true happiness and fulfillment come from overcoming challenges and living according to virtue. Similarly, Carl Jung's theories resonate with the Stoic idea of resilience. Jung believed in the process of individuation, where confronting and overcoming personal challenges contributes to personal growth and awareness. This process is inherently resilient, reflecting the Stoic belief that strength and wisdom are developed through facing and learning from life's difficulties. Lesson 9. Cultivate resilience. Marcus Aurelius, a renowned Stoic philosopher, often wrote about the importance of approaching life's adversities with a calm and steady mind. He viewed each challenge as a test of character and an opportunity to practice virtue. Similarly, Epictetus and Socrates demonstrated resilience through their unwavering commitment to their principles. Socrates, in his relentless pursuit of truth and wisdom, faced opposition with a steadfast resolve, embodying the strength that comes from a resilient and virtuous life. Stoicism is not a static philosophy. It is a dynamic journey of self-improvement, learning, and adaptation. This principle highlights the importance of lifelong learning and the continual striving for self-betterment. It embraces the idea that each day offers a new chance for growth and personal development. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, frequently emphasized the importance of ongoing growth and self-reflection. He believed in learning from every experience, stating, "Life is short. Do not forget about the most important things in our life, learning and teaching goodness." This reflects the Stoic commitment to wisdom and virtue, viewing each day as a new opportunity to learn and grow. Seneca, another influential Stoic philosopher, also championed continuous self-improvement. He wrote, "As long as you live, keep learning how to live." For Seneca, the pursuit of knowledge and wisdom was a lifelong endeavor, crucial for a fulfilled life. Epictetus, known for his practical philosophy, encouraged his followers to constantly challenge themselves and expand their understanding of the world. He believed that personal growth was essential for freedom and happiness, a sentiment that resonates with modern self-help and educational philosophies. This Stoic principle of continuous learning and growth aligns with the thoughts of many Western philosophers and psychologists. Aristotle, for example, emphasized the importance of lifelong learning in achieving eudaimonia, or human flourishing. He saw education and personal development as key components of a well-lived life. Carl Jung's theory of individuation, the process of becoming aware of oneself, also aligns closely with this Stoic principle. Jung believed that personal growth involves a lifelong journey of continuous learning and adaptation. Conclusion and final thoughts. Socrates, with his famous assertion that an unexamined life is not worth living, encapsulates the essence of this lesson. His philosophy encourages a constant quest for knowledge and self-awareness, reflecting the Stoic emphasis on personal growth. As we conclude this exploration of Stoic wisdom, remember that the path to inner peace and personal growth is an ongoing adventure. It challenges us to rise above our limitations and embrace our full potential. Each day is a new canvas, ready to be painted with the vibrant colours of wisdom, courage, and resilience. If you found value in our exploration of these Stoic lessons, I invite you to continue this journey of discovery. Check out our playlist for more insights and inspiration. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more content that enlightens and empowers. Until next time, stay curious, stay motivated, and keep forging your path to a life of virtue and fulfillment.